Everyone is different. We experience things differently. We have different perspectives, desires, values, priorities, and so on. All across the world, we have different views on laws, belief systems, beauty, clothing, relationships, health, education, entertainment, money, age, family, and respect. Now, I find it hard to accept differences of opinion. It's a flaw that I'm working on, quite literally. And I think many of us struggle with this too. It's not just a matter of right or wrong. It's in struggling to see how someone could think that way, or battling with the fact that they can't see from your point of view. The thing is, we all can only truly understand our own thinking and feeling in depth. We've lived with our own mind and our own spirit for all of our lives. Our perception of the world is shaped upon our experiences and our mindset. These will often reshape and grow, but it's all a part of who we are as a whole. But when it comes to another person's perception, we fall short on understanding because we're missing vital information. Even if we've known them forever, like a family member, we have never lived with their mind and their spirit, not had the first-hand experiences in the same ways that they have. This is why, even with small differences, it can be hard to fathom why they feel the way they feel. I think we can all do better and connect more in this world with having the rule of compassion and respect first. With every encounter that we come across, we practice compassion and respect first. Not judgment, criticism, anger, conflict, frustration, or "you're an idiot." Instead, to firstly think, let me get more information to see from their point of view. To allow them to speak, to allow them to continue, say, "hey, can you go more into depth with that because I'm struggling to understand." And try to actually understand what they're saying and see if it means anything or if you can draw any kind of good from it or common ground from it. Then secondly, be kind and fair about their view while staying with your own if you do still disagree. You need to think about savouring the relationship ahead of winning. Instead of trying to be right no matter what, think about how much you value the relationship and whether it's worth it. And the last thing that I encourage you to do is to do what my brother advised me to do, to use the mantra, "will this matter in 5 years? If not, don't spend more than 5 minutes on it." As frustrating as it can be to leave a disagreement up in the air, it's better to move on and not waste time or energy on unimportant things, especially if it's with somebody that you care about. Another thing to bear in mind is that if you find yourself seeped of energy from butting heads with the same people all the time, it's okay to remove yourself. To say, "this is draining me," and then limit your time with those people. But what if it's your loved ones, I hear you ask? People that you have to see? Well, you must do what I said before. Practice compassion and move on. Or you could choose to not engage with someone who you know sees the world differently to you. Somebody that you just know will butt heads with you because they have a complete different perception and they're very polarised in their view compared to what you view of the world. Just don't engage because there's no point. As choice theory tells us, the only person whose choices that we can truly control is our own. So we should stop trying to fix, save, or convert others to see our way of thinking or live to our way of life. All you can do is give information, but then it's up to them. So for me, this is the advice that I give on my website. Anything that I share, any content that I share, it is from a place of advice, giving information on what I think and feel is best from my view of the world, my experiences in the world, people that I know, etc., etc., things that I've studied and read upon. And I share that information with the hope that people will read it and find value from it. If they don't, then they can choose to cast it aside. That's fine. That is the difference between trying to force somebody to see from your point of view or do what you tell them to do, as if they are wrong in what they think and they must do what you say, versus giving information, allowing them to take it or leave it, and respecting them either way. At the end of the day, each of our perceived worlds are different, hence how we can all believe that we're right in our beliefs. It's not like a maths equation where there's a set right answer to be found. Our views are subjective, based often on culture, family, education, experiences, gender, age, and so on. This is why we can hardly ever come to the exact same conclusion. Of course, with new information and new experiences, these perceptions will change. This means that people will change their minds and views naturally. So that should be a comfort to the ones of us, me included, who get overly frustrated when we conflict with people. We needn't force their minds to change, because the world might do it for us, one way or the other, like change our minds or change their minds. It's funny because I used to love English in school, because there often wasn't an easy or one set answer to any of the essay questions. I'm a big thinker, feeler, questioner, and educator. This makes me view things with a big question mark and a microscope. I see myself as open-minded and fair, but in terms of conflict or disagreements, I only practice this as long as the people feel the same way and treat me the same way too. I think this needs to change. I think no matter what, I need to be fair and open-minded and kind first and foremost. It will make me feel better and ease the tension. We may all see the world differently and come at life from different angles. Some see life as something to be tackled, or a mountain to climb, or an ocean to swim, a roller coaster to ride, a road to drive, or a path to walk. Just however you do it with kindness and consideration for your fellow man. Seek to understand and connect over win or judge. But of course, I guess it's up to you. Thanks for listening, guys. I wanted to share that because there's been quite a few times where I've had disagreements with people and it's bothered me more than I would have liked. It's not that I've fought with them endlessly. It's just that I've sat within myself and gave way too much energy to the topic, going over the conversation in my head, trying to see who was right, who was wrong. What was I right in what I said? Should I have fought my corner more? Blah, blah, blah. It just obsessed too much. And I wanted to share that with you, how it can be difficult to see the world differently to somebody else, but there are ways around it, and there are ways to liberate ourselves and free ourselves from obsessing over it and trying to control and trying to win. Because I think this world has a problem because we think that there are only winners and losers. But no, we can all be in the middle, because we all are in the middle. Who's to say who lives their life right compared to who lives their life wrong? I mean, as long as you're not going around murdering people or, you know, harming yourself every day, then I'm not here to judge you. I have no right to tell you what to do with your life. There are, of course, things that are healthier than other things. But if you're doing what you feel is right and you're pretty happy in doing it, then by all means, carry on doing it, right? We should give that compassion to every single person, give that respect to every single person, no matter who they are, even if they do see the world differently to us. But I think that a lot of us don't do that, that we feel that what we think and how we live is the right way to do it. And if anybody ever opposes that, then they're wrong, they're stupid, they're worthy of judgment and shaming. And that's really, really bad, guys. So if you are an influencer and you're putting out content on advice on what people should do, ensure that it is just advice, that it's not you telling them what they should do or what they should be, what is perfect and what is right. Then instead, you're just giving them information for them to carry forward and make choices with that information, or to discard it according to their view of the world and what they want from the world. I think this is what I need to bear in mind more and more often. And I hope that other people do that too, and that you do it in your personal relationships. You don't try to force people. Instead, you let them live and be happy the way they need to. We all see the world differently, guys. And if we allow it, that can be a beautiful thing. Take care. Bye.